T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Football has obviously been strange this year. Some teams have had a few fans in the stands, but the Packers haven't, the Bears haven't. A lot of teams don't. But if you're watching the game, you still kind of get that crowd feel because there's somebody there in charge of the cheering. And Kitty happened to be bumping around on Facebook and realized, hey, one of my Facebook friends is in charge of the sound for the Packers game.
Which was exciting because I was like wondering, how does that happen? How freaked out are they trying to figure out what buttons to push? And Brian Liston is joining us this morning. And you got to do that yesterday at Lambeau Field.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jonathan and Kitty. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. But so tell us a little bit about this gig yesterday.
Well, NFL has been recording all of these stadiums for years. So they've got a unique sound library for each one. So when they decided we're trying to figure out what to do, they kind of took the lead from NHL because NHL was the first team back. And initially they had the games without any sound. And mostly you heard really eerie sounds like skates and puck slaps, but you also heard a lot of swearing.
Right.
So they decided they needed a little ambiance, to kind of put it back. So they made their little system. But, the NFL decided to, of course, do what the NFL does, which is just take it way over the top. And they took all of these recordings and they loaded them into this game engine called Weiss. Which is, the same engine that, Call of Duty or anything like that uses to do their stuff. So they took all of these recordings, cut them up into different scenarios. Say we've got ambience, we've got like really 4 different levels of it, like when the crowd's just hanging out before a game, just right. Talking. And then when the home team kind of takes the field is like the next level. And then the next 2 levels are really for, say, when our defense is up there because, we're trying to
right.
Get a little more noise, trying to get them to fumble the ball. Maybe they can't hear some stuff. And then, the fourth level is, third and one, and we really want them to stop. So those are kind of, the main things. And then we've got some buttons that, 3 different levels of yes. the first down, yes, is good,
Yeah.
And then a touchdown is maybe level 2, but then a pick 6, that would be oh my God, you're level 3. We've got boo, we've got applause, got a special mode for injuries so that, there's nothing that really even sounds like a cheer that's in there.
Right, right.
And then we've got a whole nother layer of what's called peak, which is like the huge crowd swell. I know how things are in Lambeau up there, and there's a little more peak at Lambeau than there is at others.
Sure.
As soon as Aaron Rodgers snaps that ball and he steps back, the crowd starts going nuts like every play. So we did some training with this system. It's gone a lot of back and forth. I had him reprogram some stuff.
Well, so I'm curious. We're talking to Brian Liston, and he has a place here in Madison called Liston Location Audio. Is that right? Liston Productions.
Liston Productions, and I have a recording studio called Clutch Sound Studios.
Gotcha. But now, is the cheering for Green Bay different than it is for, say, Philadelphia or Atlanta, or everybody's got the same package?
No, every single team has their own package of recordings from their home stadium.
Mm-hmm. So it's actual recordings of Packer fans at different games in the past.
Correct. And I guess my joke was when I hit the no button, I could really hear the Wisconsin accent and the no.
And I feel like I heard, even though they were playing a different team, Bears still suck for some reason. Is that possible? So now, do you have this gig for the rest of the season, or they switch it up?
I do, assuming that they never have any fans
right
in there. Now, before the first game, initially they said they were going to have fans at all of the thing, and now then they change it to one, and now it's just the first two games that are going to be without fans. But, you know, as we know about 2020, you right never know.
It changes. So what if you were secretly like a Bear? Is anyone like checking you? Like if you were secretly a Bears fan,
You accidentally pushed the wrong button?
You know, like... Aaron Rodgers,
sir. Honestly, is this a part of radio code? Maybe I used to live in Chicago.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Bears fan, but everyone just makes fun of me. But so when the Bears and Packers play, if for some reason there aren't fans in the stands, can I come help you out?
Everybody will put a lock over the boo button.
Yes, definitely.
Everybody will be like, listen to this game. What's happening? Well, that's great, man. That is super exciting that you get to do that. So were you there or doing it from the comfort of your living room in your underwear?
I was there.
Okay, just want to make sure.
However, I was in the broadcast truck.
So just watching it on a screen? Watching what's happening?
Like, well, 19 different screens. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was not ideal, and we're all really pushing to put all of the operators into the field, because those that did it were like, yeah, man, this is the way to do it, because you know we're channeling the collective experience of all the fans that aren't there.
Right.
I feel like it's easier for us to do it if we're actually in the natural habitat.
I agree. And then after this pandemic is over, he'll be like, I still need to be here. I need a little spot. Brian, great job. That is awesome. We're very jealous.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, cool, guys. Man. All right.
I just can't imagine.
The feedback's been really great.
Yeah.
I just think I would be like so freaked out and nervous that I would screw it up.
That's Kitty's mantra pretty much all the time. So anyway.
Well, it kind of was like that, because I felt like I had just been given a brand new instrument to play, you know, that I've never played before. And then I have to play it in front of a national audience, you know, for the first time ever out in public, you know? Yeah.
Well, I know in Philadelphia, they said you could definitely hear the boos that the guy who was running that one was booing, which fits for Philadelphia. But I feel like in Green Bay, not that many boos, right?
No, not that many boos. But realistically, the Philadelphia package and the Packers package were the two like most unique ones. So in if you read, there's a good article in the Washington Post about the guy who developed the actual programming of it, and he talked about the Packers engine probably the most. So
Packers and Eagles, Cleveland they just had crickets. Bears fans, it was just boos. And Lions fans, they had to have the crowds with people with bags on their heads, right? To make it sound better.
People complained about the Minnesota game last week, but, you know, realistically, their fans had very little to cheer about, virtually or real.
Exactly, exactly. Brian, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes with us. Liston Productions, have fun next week, man.
All right, thanks, Jonathan. Thanks. Love you guys.
Nice. See ya, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.